Approaching and regarding life with an attitude of reverence permits the experience of being unempowered but not cruel. As you work toward becoming reverent, your tendencies toward harming others and other forms of life diminish. As you acquire a sense of reverence, you develop a capacity to think more deeply about the value of life before you commit your energy to action. When you are fully reverent, you cannot harm life, even though you are unempowered. Without reverence, the experience of being unempowered can become a very cruel one, because a disempowered person is a frightened person. And if a frightened person has no sense of reverence, he or she will harm or kill indiscriminately. Reverence is a level of protection and honor about the process of life, so that while a person is maturing toward the journey and through the journey of authentic empowerment, he or she harms nothing. Because we have no reverence, our journey to empowerment often includes the experiences of victimizing life. Therefore, there are victims and victimizers. The process of destroying life while we are learning about life that has characterized our evolution would cease, or at least would be very different, if we approached life with a quality of reverence. It is because we have no sense of reverence, no true belief in the holiness of all life, that life is destroyed and tortured, brutalized, starved and maimed while we journey from unempowerment to empowerment. If a sense of reverence were brought into the process of evolution, then as each of us, and our species, moves through the cycle of being unempowered to becoming empowered, the many learnings that are contained within that growing process of evolution would not likely produce violence and fear to the extent that is now experienced. The destructions of human life, plant life, animal life, and the planet would be considerably diminished, or would cease, if there were an active principle of reverence within our species, if there were the perception within our species and within each of us that although we are engaged in an evolutionary process that requires personal learning, that does not authorize us to destroy life while we are learning or because we are. We would not have the karmic energy of destruction, only of learning. Even though learning is contained in destruction, the karmic consequences of participating in violence and destruction are a high price to pay for it.